You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. As always, Drew Lerner here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, thanks for taking the time with us. Farmers are interested to know how the next couple of weeks will go, especially in terms of heat and rainfall. There will be some places, even in the Midwest, our part of the world, where tasseling and pollination might begin to happen.
Yeah, it looks like the weather conditions are going to be supportive of that. We've got lots of subsoil moisture around right now. It looks like that the rain intensity on future rain events might be a little bit lighter than what we've been seeing in some areas across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. But there will still be enough frequency in the precipitation that occurs to maintain a very good environment, I think, for future pollination. And the key will be what we can do with rainfall when we get into the second week of July, second and third weeks. I think both those weeks, it'll be important that we do continue a scattered shower pattern, because I think the topsoil is going to firm up a little bit on us as we go forward over this next 10 days or so. Subsoil moisture will still be fine, be supportive for the crop development. There shouldn't be any reason for us to worry too much about stress coming up. But it is important that we conserve that subsoil moisture and use it for later in July and August when it gets usually warmest and driest. And so some timely rainfall a little later in July will be important. Right now, everything looks like we're going to see a continuation of well-mixed weather, little weak ridges of high pressure moving across the region at times that will bring us brief moments of drier and warmer weather, followed by less stable conditions and an opportunity for scattered showers and beneficial rain, slight bit of cooling. So it looks like a really good mix, I think, for the next couple of weeks.
Hey, can you tell me a little bit more about the rainfall that has fallen in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt? There were some really dry areas there, and even to the south of them. Has that alleviated drought problems that they have had for, I don't know, 3 to 4 years?
Yeah, it has definitely done a major job at doing that. I think that it's interesting to note that over the last 30 days, there's some areas out there in northwestern Iowa into Minnesota that have had more than 20 inches of rain. That's just too much. We've kind of gone the other extreme now. But that's kind of a small region, but we do have portions of Minnesota and northwest Iowa and northeastern Nebraska that are just too wet right now. The rest of the region, though, yes, I think there's been a significant amount of relief in that droughty pattern. Our water supply is going to be much better for the summer, and I think that's one of the reasons why I think the outlook for the growing season coming up looks so promising, because we have all this moisture in the ground, the water supply has been restored, and we're going to get some good feedback moisture when we do get ridges of high pressure to build up. So I think it's back to the good old days.
How about the southern and southwestern United States, where they have hard red winter wheat in the midst of harvest?
Yes, and that hasn't gone too well here recently. Portions of Kansas and Oklahoma both reporting a little bit too much rainfall and some problems with wet weather disease and grain quality issues, even some head sprouting in a few areas. The situation is going to slowly get better across that region, but we are still looking at several days of scattered showers across parts of hard red winter wheat country that will still maintain some risk to the quality of the crop. Harvest progress will be somewhat sluggish, but we should see progress made. I think as we move into the first full week of July, we'll probably see better conditions across most of that region.
Thanks for taking the time with us today, Drew.
Thank you, Todd. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City joins us on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can always find us online at willag.org. Remember, that's willag.org. I'm Yovi Extension's Todd Gleason.